Hare Krishna. I had a guest yesterday, more early in the morning, had to go down to New Brajadam, and then I was back here already by midday, but I couldn't put on a up-to-date podcast. But here's some answers to questions from Premaras Das in Mumbai, not from the one in Wales, but in Mumbai. But before I do, I have some more questions here for Bhakta Christian. And generally the way he puts his questions, his one question is about 40 different questions. And that's too much for me to answer 40 questions at a time. So I'm going to remove his questions and I'm going to ask him to summarize them and send them back again in a abbreviated format. And there's an interesting question from Manjari, which I'm going to have to look at the Bhagavatam to actually see before I answer. And here are the questions from Premaras, which are in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. And he says, you mentioned that a stage of Nishtha, one cultivates Srinadapi Sunichina. Is that same intensity of humility displayed by the associates of Lord like Haridas Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj? Is there a difference? No, there's a difference. There's a real difference. Dhainya, or the humility of a sadhaka, a practicing devotee, is really a shadow of pure dhainya, or the humility that's displayed by liberated souls, by premi bhaktis, like Haridas Thakur or Prahlad Maharaj. Prema and dhainya, love and humility, are two inseparable qualities, each fueling the other. And the deeper the love, the more a Vaishnava becomes humble. The more he's humble, the more his love for the Lord increases, because the Lord is very pleased by that type of humble attitude, and he reciprocates more and more with his devotee. So in the same way that attachment to Krishna for conditioned souls is a shadow of real attachment, of real prema, similarly, the humility that we practice and cultivate as practicing devotees is really a shadow of the real dhainya, or real humility. It's not as intense, it's not as pure, it's not as expansive, but it's something that without a doubt we have to practice, just as we have to practice all other parts of devotional service. In the absence of practicing, then we don't attain perfection. We won't not get Krishna's grace. Now, second question is regarding the Rasa-Lila qualification for hearing and chanting. I said Ruchi is the minimum qualification. However, the verse, whoever chants and describes the pastime of the Lord with the gopis with great faith, lust and anger with the heart, it is destroyed. So that means that lust and anger remains in the heart of the devotee. But I've explained that nishtha, modes of passion, ignorance are destroyed. So how can lust and anger remain at the stage of ruchi? Okay, this is one part of the question. Tado rajastano bhava kama lubadaya shaye stita sattve prasidati. So modes of passion and ignorance, they become eradicated from the heart, more or less. However, and one becomes situated in goodness, and this will happen at the stage of nishtha. So as Prabhupada said, 75% of those things are destroyed. However, and as long as the material body remains, if one is a conditioned soul and not liberated, then the influence of lust and anger will be there. That influence will be there in more subtle forms, it will be there in a weaker form, it will be there in terms of the impressions made from previous lives, or even in this life, previous times, indulgences in lust and anger. and in its subtle form thus will remain there as desire for fame, recognition, and so on, albeit to lesser degrees than a less advanced devotee. So these things still require to be purified from the heart. And therefore, when it says here that if someone has sufficient faith, then yes, faith in the pastimes of Krishna's doings with the gopis, then these things will gradually become purified. Of course, there's two types of hearing, and I've explained that extensively in the book. One is that type of hearing, which is referred to someone at the stage of taste, where someone is regularly, as part of their sadhana, reading about Krishna's pastimes and studying, examining all of the exchanges that Krishna has with the gopis, the nature of the bhav, or the ecstasies that are involved in the same, and so on. And then there's the other type of reading, which is more the casual reading or studying, as one reads along in sequence, and just as one will read any other chapter of the Bhagavatam and then continue on without staying on one particular port. One reads these pastimes of Krishna with the gopis and continues on. That latter type of reading all devotees can do. The other type of more focused study, that should be done for devotees who are further advanced. At least that's the safe process. And then the second part of his question is Prabhupada comments on the introduction to Krishna book that even gross materialists, when they hear Krishna's pastimes of faith, with faith from a pure devotee, can immediately come to the transcendental platform. How to clarify that? Yes, this statement glorifies the strength of hearing about Krishna's pastimes. It can deliver even a gross materialist. But that's not the practice that we saw Srila Prabhupada do. Prabhupada didn't start talking to gross materialists about Krishna's rasa dance, because it requires a certain type of gross materialist, someone who has very, very deep faith in Krishna's pastimes, and the person who he hears from probably good samskaras from a previous lifetime, and such a person just by great association, even without much knowledge about Krishna's spiritual identity as the Supreme Lord, he can attain perfection. But those type of gross materialists are rare, and it's not the process that Srila Prabhupada or the Acharyas employ to preach to gross materialists. Rather, we start with Dehinosmin Yata Dehi. His third question, is the fictional person described in the last two chapters a real devotee from ISKCON? No, he's fictional, but I believe that these are the realities of devotees who follow Srila Prabhupada's path, and therefore they represent the devotees of ISKCON. He asks why I didn't mention any grihasthas, or at least grihasthas with children, and I have no real reason for not having done so. He says, can they also develop through these stages of spiritual life, grihasthas who have children? And of course the answer is yes. Whether one is a brahmachari or someone is married with no children or 10 children, it doesn't reflect on his Krishna consciousness or his possible level of advancement. Everyone can go to the highest stage of devotional service if one follows the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And now here's his last question. If some devotee is sincerely dedicating his life for his guru's mission but is not achieving the higher stages, then can he still go back to Godhead in one lifetime? My response would be, why would someone not be going through the higher stages if they are dedicating their life to their guru and Srila Prabhupada's mission? If you follow your spiritual master, if you follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction, and then their instructions is not simply to distribute books or go out and preach and stay on the neophyte platform, but it's to actually practice all the teachings that they've given that's inside Srila Prabhupada's books. And by putting those to practice, why won't one advance to the higher stages of devotional service and so go back to Godhead? So it's sort of a false paradox. And ultimately, that's what Krishna consciousness is about. It's about showing people how to advance in devotional service, not just talking about it. And if someone has sincerely dedicated their life to their guru and Srila Prabhupada's mission, then their mission is just that, how to go to the higher stages of Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't want to buy some kind of easy ticket. I don't have to advance in devotional service. All I do is distribute a lot of books and preach, and I can stay on any platform of devotional service and go back to Godhead. Devotional service is powerful enough to do that, but that's not what Srila Prabhupada preached to us, and that's not what the general process of elevation is. That's the exceptional one. So we shouldn't try to be the exceptions in this case. Hare Krishna.